Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A deposit for your future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The pandemic has forced many people out of their jobs or prompted them to reconsider their employment goals. Let's talk about it. Joining us on the McGrath Lexus Business Line, Rick Cobb, Executive Vice President at Keystone Partners here in Chicago. Rick, I guess help us to understand the scope of this, the number of Americans who are leaving their employment.
Sure. Well, the if you look at those surveyed, and those surveys tend to be anonymous, as high as 30 to 40% of the workforce says they're going to go somewhere else. I think that's not the reality because an anonymous survey isn't really reflective of what I will do, more of how I feel.
So we were talking about people who are either feeling or doing something differently. And is the pandemic really the impetus here? Is that what's causing people to reevaluate things?
I think people have to make their own decision, and that's not a cop-out. You know, so many people who decide they want to leave haven't really looked at the reason for it. Is it money? Is it the environment? Is it the geography? Is it the difficulty of the work, the hours? And many of those are valid reasons. But, you know, embedded in that is how you feel, and has that changed? So the calculus people need to do when they're thinking about this is what's good about where you are now and what's bad, and how has that changed in the last 3 years? Is it different now than it was? And do you have any theories for why that's changed? Because you can't leave your problems behind. Often they just pack their own bag and come along with you. And so if COVID fatigue and the stress and uncertainty of what you've been going through, you're not going to get over that. And certainly going to a new job where the stress is higher and the expectations and perhaps even the working environment expectations are more demanding isn't going to reduce your stress. So you have to make the decision about if you really want to go and why.
I appreciate you saying that, Rick, because I think there are a lot of people who feel like I'm under a lot of stress. You know, I'm not sleeping well, not eating well, not exercising well, you know, all this stress, and it's got to be my job. I don't have the satisfaction in my job. And yet, sure. if that's not really the problem, they're going to leave, and it could be a huge mistake for them.
You know, it's really interesting, Cisco. I had a chance to go about a month ago to a job fair in a very low employment manufacturing environment. And the people that we would talk to wanted to know what we would pay. And this was I was working with somebody who had a manufacturing company. And they all made incredible money, and they all hated where they were working. So it's not money. At least it's often not money. And I think that's the thing that we have to think about. What are the other benefits of the job you have now? And are those things going to improve, get worse, or remain the same in that transition? And then you're the new kid. And, you know, it's last in, first out is the way organizations typically make changes.
What do you do as an employer if you do have to deal with this sort of wave of people not coming back? How do you handle this? Because you want to get employees, you want them to be good employees, and yet you're in an environment where salaries are having to go up in order to attract them.
You know, it's really tough. And if you look at, I was looking recently at the top companies in the U.S. and then the ones that had the lowest turnover rates. Now, granted, these are some very big companies who probably have very deep pockets, but you can do smaller versions of this. It's not money. You know, if you look at, say, General Mills, if you work at General Mills, you can take your laundry to work. You can get your car serviced. You can get packages wrapped. You can get your nails done. You pay for it, but you don't have to go anywhere. And they subsidize infant care for children from 6 weeks and up. Now, these are all problematic in COVID. And certainly if you're, you know, if you're running a coffee shop or a single restaurant, it's very difficult to do that. But what sorts of things can you do as an employer to make the people that work for you feel valued in some way other than just paying them? Because pay is transactional. If I asked you to come over and help me change my tire and we're neighbors, you might do it. If I said I'd pay you $5, you'd slam the door in my face. You know, so you need to build relationships. It's very difficult to do that if your company has never been like that, because your employees are unlikely to believe that the change is real.
Just for the record, Rick, I will come change your tire for $5, just so you know.
No, you won't. Well, but if you do it, I hope we never have that problem, because I don't feel, I mean, it'd probably be you instead of me. I don't think I'm very good at changing.
That's what I can say. I can make that offer because I know you're never going to really ask me. All right. Have a great day.
All right. The gauntlet's thrown.
Thank you. Rick Cobb, right, Executive Vice President at Keystone Partners here in Chicago.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.